is Wake Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road and not sure how much life is left in your battery. O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Your professional parts people will test your battery for free. If it does need to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Superstart batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, let's get rocking and rolling with the NFL schedule. Because that's what we do here. We tell you what you should watch and what you shouldn't watch, and based on a number of factors. Well, let's start with the early morning game on Sunday, because that's going to be the early morning game for a lot of you. You may wake up to football action from London. It is going to start at 9:30 Eastern time, 6:30 Pacific, if you really want to get up early on the West Coast. It's the Falcons and the Jets from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in jolly old England. Listen, it's not a good matchup. Blake Wilson, Atlanta Falcons, each team is 1-3 is what I'm trying to say. Zach Wilson, I should say. But it's football in the morning. It's breakfast in bed with the NFL. So can I convince people that this has got some value, even though the teams stink?
No, that's the value.
That's really the value, right?
You know, we teased it earlier that there is a good positive to this game. And it's, hey, you know what? You're having coffee watching football.
That's
probably
right.
Still in your PJs watching football. Your spouse has not hit you up with the honey-do list, and you got football on.
So there you go. If this was on at noon or whatever, you know, most people watch it. No!
You know what? To be honest with you, I don't even know if the NFL would be televising it.
No!
Let's be real.
Watch this because it's the first thing that you may catch on your TV when you wake up. Click.
In fact,
football from London.
Do yourself a favor. The night before, just set the TV to that channel.
That's right.
Before you turn it off. That way, when you click power, you're not having to search. It's already right there.
By the way, Calvin Ridley, wide receiver for the Falcons, not going on the trip for personal reasons.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but
he hates
he's
England.
Not going. Maybe the,
That's
yeah,
it.
Maybe he just hates
England. He hates England.
He doesn't like Welsh rabbit.
He doesn't like fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
He doesn't like chips because chips are French fries over there, and he actually wants a potato chip.
Right, exactly. All right, now in the afternoon games. How about Bengals-Packers? All right, both teams are 3-1.
This
Bengals
one's weird,
are surprisingly 3-1.
I mean, at the beginning of the season, you'd have been like, pass.
Yeah.
You know, but now you're like, hey, 3-1.
Okay. I'm kind of hoping that the Bengals make this hard on Green Bay. And the reason is because remember what I want to stick with my prediction. That the Bengals might have a good record, not a great record, but they might be a thorn in the side to a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Where teams go, holy cow, that was tough. We had a hard time beating them. All right. We moved on. We escaped. That's my thought on the Bengals.
And you're not wrong.
Right.
You're not wrong. I mean, I do think that maybe there's a little bit of overachievement, but there's also been an easy schedule laid out in front of them.
Okay, Steeler fans are going crazy because last week Mike Tomlin looked at Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers looked at Mike Tomlin and they kind of shared a moment.
Yeah, they wink at each other?
Yeah, they kind of winked at each other and Steeler fans are like, ooh! Wouldn't it be funny if that's the thing Aaron Rodgers does to every NFL coach he plays against?
Well, it's not going to work with Cincinnati.
Right, but if he looks at Zach Taylor and gives him a wink, and Zach Taylor gives him a wink, and then the Steeler fans go, oh, he's cheating on us already. this game has got some value. I think this could be interesting.
I think you're right.
I think it could be interesting. I think the Bengals are dangerous. You'd blow this off any other year Cincinnati was doing their thing, but not this year. I think Cincinnati could be dangerous. All right, how about the Vikings and the Lions? I don't know about this one.
I don't either.
I'm not a fan of the Vikings. Vikings are just disappointing all the time. Is that the right way to say that? Is that the right word?
No, it is. You know what else it is?
They just let you down.
I'm tired of Kirk Cousins.
Me too.
I think that's what it is. We've always talked about, you know, people had Tom Brady fatigue because Tom Brady was always winning. I think I'm just tired of Kirk Cousins. I have Kirk Cousins fatigue because I'm just tired of him being a quarterback.
And I'm tired of everyone telling me Minnesota's good.
Yeah.
Like,
and not ever doing anything.
And then they don't do a thing. Like, the Lions are bad, but we get the Lions are bad, and we know why the Lions are bad, but this is.
And we're excited for Dan Campbell.
Yes.
Who do the Lions have? Mike Zimmerman. I'm bored of him, too.
Yeah, maybe. maybe the Lions squeak out a win on the road.
Let's do it, Lions.
Let's see what happens.
Today's your day.
I don't think this has got a lot of value.
Nah.
I'm sorry. This is on the low end of the poll.
You got to be a fan of the teams.
Denver against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yikes. I don't even know what to say about this one. If you have a knack for feeling sad and depressed, watch Ben Roethlisberger throw a football. How about that?
I mean, are they going to lose this game?
I think so.
I think they can. I would like it if the Steelers can win, please.
Yeah, it kind of puts Denver back in their place a little bit.
It puts them back in their place.
Get out of here.
Creates a little more, a little separation between Chargers and the Broncos. I kind of want that. I need that in my life. So Steelers, I need you to show up, please.
Well, I think the Broncos were a little exposed against the Ravens, but one game doesn't really mean that you have. If the Steelers beat them with this putrid offense, then we can go, okay, maybe the Broncos need some work.
Yeah, maybe they're not as good as we thought.
But I would have a hard time believing that this offense could do something against that defense. Like, Steelers can't throw the ball or run the ball. What are they going to do against Von Miller and that defense?
This has, like, 7-7 written all over it.
Oh, God, absolutely. Like, the Steelers may need to return some interceptions or touchdowns. That's basically the only way they may win this thing. How about the Buccaneers and the Dolphins? Anytime the Buccaneers play, I think it's got some value. Giddy up, Miami. It's like, figure this out. I know Tua's out, but you better figure this out with Jacoby Brissett. 1-3, don't be messing around. I know there's another wild card team, but don't fall to 1-4. Don't be messing around here.
I don't think
they're going to beat Tampa Bay at Raymond James Stadium.
Is there like a weird stat we don't know about? Like, Tom Brady is 20-0 against quarterbacks who backed him up at one point.
Hey, that's a great – I need somebody to look that up for me.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that would be –
Go at it, Twitter. Go look it up.
I feel like that would be a thing, right?
Right. Go go look that up for me. Do that if you can. At Tony D Radio. I'm too lazy to go find that myself, and Ron's busy doing this with us. So help me out. Because you're right. That's interesting. I think the Buccaneers win this game. But you know what? I don't like saying this because I think it's cliche and I think professional athletes work in a different way. There was a lot of emotion in that game, not just for Tom Brady. I think the whole team knew how important that was. Could there be a little bit of a letdown trap game atmosphere for this one? I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. How about Washington against the Saints? The Saints on the road again. God, they cannot catch a break. They're like they get one game at the Superdome. It's like right back on the road.
Yeah. Well, this, you know, fortunately for Saints fans out there, put your money down. They're winning this one.
I think so too.
No, it's the odd number game.
That's true. It is the odd number game.
So, I mean, for whatever reason, the Saints are winning odd number games, not even numbers this year.
By the way, I talked to my parents yesterday. They had a great time at the Superdome. The people were very, very nice to them,
even though
they were wearing their Giants gear. That was very nice of the city of New Orleans. He said, obviously more Saints fans than the Buccaneers fans when he went years ago before Brady arrived and the Buccaneers stunk. And he said this, he goes, one of the loudest places he's ever seen a game. So he's seen games all over the place. So I was kind of jealous. I've never been to the Superdome. So I was very wanting to hear the details of their experience at the big game. Washington 2-2 as well. So don't sleep on them. But you're right. I think the Saints. Saints are, this is back. This has been a back and forth. They're not a very good passing team with Jameis Winston. They rank near the bottom in the NFL in passing yards. But they're one of the top rushing teams with Alvin Kamara. All right. How about the Panthers against the Eagles? Sam Darnold, 5 touchdown passes this season. Jalen Hurts only 1. The Eagles at 1-3. The Panthers coming off a loss to Dallas are 3-1 with a very good defense. It just got Stephon Gilmore. Let's see how this. I'll take this one. I need to see if the Panthers are for real here.
How many touchdown passes for Sam Darnold?
5.
You know what else?
What else?
He's leading the league in rushing touchdowns.
Is he really?
With 5.
All right. Yeah. Because he had a couple against.
Yeah.
We had one against Dallas,
so,
I think.
Yeah, that's your NFL leader in rushing touchdowns,
yeah.
Sam Darnold.
And, continues to, just get away from the Eagles a bit. But
yep.
The Panthers are that interesting team where, no, I don't think they're going to win the division. I don't think they're going to, beat out Tampa Bay to the end. But if they keep playing this well, they're going to go to the wild card. They could go to the wild card if one of the teams in the NFC West falls apart. You know, they're one of those teams hanging around. So don't sleep on Carolina just yet. We may be talking about a whole different Carolina Panthers team come, November. But yeah. Right now, they're 3-1.
Right now, they're looking good. And there's a chance for CMC to come back in this game.
We got one more minute, but let's get this out of the way quickly. This is Tennessee and Jacksonville. The Titans stink, but the Jacksonville stink even more.
Hey, you know the only guarantee you can make about this game? Urban Meyer will go home with the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though they're at home.
Urban Meyer might put him on a plane just to fly and come back just to prove that he was on a plane with them.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Hey, guys. After the game, we're going to take a flight. We're going to fly up to
Tennessee.
Up to Tennessee and back. And I'm going to take a lot of pictures to show that I was on the team flight. So 0-5, not good, but I was at least on the plane to somewhere.
At least I was on the bus ride back.
Yeah. Tennessee has won 7 of the last 10 meetings with the Jacksonville Jaguars. It makes me wonder how they lost the other 3. I don't know.
This is not.
Jags have been terrible since when they went to the AFC title game. After that, they went from game away from the Super Bowl to trash.
One thing we would say, right? The Jags have been slowly getting better.
No, right.
They've been progressing each week. Titans are coming off a really bad loss.
Loss. Yeah, the game they should have won. They had a number of chances and blew it.
Yeah, and that's huge trouble.
I said that last week. I watched almost all of that game against the Jets. Every time they kicked a field goal in the first half when they couldn't get a touchdown, I go, Jets are going to win this game. This is how it happens.
Yeah.
You keep getting 3 points when you should be getting 7, and somehow the other team goes, here's an opening, I'm going to take it.
And Mike Vrabel probably ripped them all a new one. And
right.
Jacksonville is this dead man walking.
Coming up, the rest of the schedule for the early games, the late games, the Sunday night game, and the Monday night game, all next on Wake Up Call.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we are rolling through the NFL schedule as we continue on Wake Up Call. Going through the Week 5 football games. All right, let's get right back to things. And we head over to Houston, where the Texans and the New England Patriots will square off at Energy Stadium. Oh, you can't beat a battle of rookie quarterbacks. Davis Mills against Mac Jones? Sign me up. Man, remember when this was J.J. Watt going up against Tom Brady? Remember those matchups? I know, right? Remember, that would be the whole thing. They would have J.J. Watt talking about how great Tom Brady is. Oh, he's so, he's hard to get because he throws the ball so quickly and accurately, blah, 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 blah. And then Brady would be like, oh, J.J. Watt's a beast. You have to know where he is on the field at all times. Oh, my God. And you'd be like, oh, hell yeah, I'm in on this. I don't have anything else to say about this game.
No, what it used to be, too, is the Texans were really, really good.
Yeah.
You remember way, right. way back? The Texans were a good, decent team. But for whatever reason, Patriots always had their numbers.
Couldn't beat the Patriots. Oh, yeah, we'd have these great Houston teams. And we'd be like, oh, this might be the No, it wasn't.
Nope,
not quite there yet. Not quite there yet.
Not for sure. I mean, hey, Houston was a young, up-and-coming team. Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins. Well, you had Arian Foster out of the back or whoever out of the back. I mean, it was like a great, great unit.
These were big matchups. These were big games back in the day.
Couldn't get it done.
Nope. How about the Raiders against the Chicago Bears now that Matt Nagy went, okay, it's Justin Fields. I was just kidding. What a weird thing, by the way. What a weird...
I'm thinking Matt Nagy listened to our show, and we had Deion Miller on earlier this week. He was like, oh, you know what? Those guys are right.
They are right. I'm making
what
a mess
am
of
I
this.
Doing?
I better get my act together. I'm going to get
kicked
out of
here. One of my own is even questioning me. A Chicago native is questioning what I'm doing. I got to right this ship.
All right, so Justin Fields is going to play. That's kind of cool. David Montgomery is not. That's not cool. Vegas is a pretty good football team. And I think this has got a little bit of value from the Justin Fields, let's start seeing him now. And Bill Lazor calling some plays for him, which is good.
Yep.
And the Raiders are pretty decent.
And they're you know, watch out. They're pretty decent. I wouldn't bury this because the Bears, you know, are kind of iffy. They're 2-2, and with Justin Fields, I think there's an added bonus to this. So I think you should sit back and enjoy this, people who get this game in the afternoon.
You know what? I mean, it should be a fun game, yeah. Honestly.
I think it would be neat.
You know, but I'm hoping I'm a Bears fan this weekend.
Of course.
You know, I got to be.
Get rid of all these 3-1 teams that are clogging up the division.
I need to see a whole bunch of 3-2.
Well, in order for you not to be 3-2, Ron Culver, the Chargers are going to have to beat the Cleveland Browns at SoFi Stadium on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, easy.
I think this is a great game.
This actually should be a lot of fun. I'm the type of person that's like, I want my team to play against the best at their best.
Yeah.
So I wish Odell Beckham was there.
I think this is one of those games where, I don't know, the Browns, they can run it down your throat. But this game could be where Baker Mayfield is going to have to start slinging it a little better.
I think so.
I think he may, you know, I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball as well on the Chargers as they think.
No, I don't think they're going to be able to do that against that front four. The Chargers have a great defense.
I think so too, yeah.
It's kind of I'm not going to say underrated, just maybe unknown. Like, we don't talk about their defense a lot because Justin Herbert's a star, and we're like, my God, this quarterback is unreal, and he's only in his second year. Feels like he's been here for years, how seasoned he looks.
Yeah, and we were talking to Eric at home about this. He is wearing a harness on his non-throwing shoulder, but it's still painful.
Yeah.
And even though you're throwing with one hand and the other one hurts, the pain can still affect you, even if the instrument that's hurting isn't directly involved in what you're doing.
And again, it doesn't need repeating, but I'll repeat it. If you and I are in that situation, we're out.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm like staying home. Like I'm eating chicken soup, yeah. Watching Netflix. I'm not even trying to work through the pain.
I'm Mac in The Program. Remember the movie
right,
The Program?
Yeah, and that's
like
right.
Calling out the play. All right, defense, strong side, 4-4. Let's do it. Let's get it.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, just all the pain in my eyes.
Oh God, that's great. Yeah, I think this is great. I think it's a good game. I think it's got some 3-1. Both teams are really good. So enjoy that one. How about the Giants and the Cowboys? The Giants have that kick in their step. Like, we just beat the Saints. Let's go to beat the Cowboys. I don't know, but the Dallas is rolling along right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know we usually will say things like, yeah, it's the NFC East. We're off the record book. Doesn't really matter. Yeah. I think this one kind of does.
I think it kind of does, too.
I think the Cowboys are a much better team.
They are cooking. They're averaging like 31.5 points per game.
Although,
Prescott's got 10 touchdown passes.
Although, we do need to say this. For whatever reason, Giants always seem to do well in Arlington.
They do. It was Eli, but it's they do well there. They absolutely do well there.
Yeah.
This is a little less than the midway point because I just don't think the Giants are really up for what the Cowboys bring. But if you do get this game, watch it for Dallas because they're really playing good football right now. It's really good football.
And then get on the debate. Whether or not the Cowboys, should they keep riding with Ezekiel Elliott, which they're going to because of the money. But Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard is really stepping up.
He's fantastic to watch.
Really good. And the thing that stunk for Dallas last year, the defense is a little better. A little better. Micah Parsons is playing great. Their first-round draft pick. So how about Arizona and San Francisco? All right, what do we know about the 49ers right now at 2-2? Are they good at 2-2, or are they on the other side of 2-2?
That's a question.
Right? Is Trey Lance ready to start this bad boy?
Is he starting, or is that still Jimmy?
Jimmy Garoppolo, they're saying, at least early in the week, that he, because of the bruised calf, that he could play. Has that changed as the week progresses?
I have no idea. Because I haven't heard anything on it.
I haven't heard a thing on this game. Because I think Trey Lance is going to end up starting this one. But I haven't seen anything since earlier in the week where they were pegging Trey Lance to start because Garoppolo's got that injury.
Yeah, well, I guess today will be the day because Jimmy G is practicing today.
So here we are Friday morning, and so we'll know more about this. If Trey Lance plays, this is even more fun. But I think it's still fun nevertheless.
It is, because that's another division where – you know, it's gone a little crazy. A lot of them get a cuckoo. And you know what? I mean, honestly, watch the Cardinals play.
Yeah.
You may not know who the Cardinals are you're going to recognize a lot of names because they seem to be collecting all the stars.
And by the way, we said about the Seattle Seahawks at 2-3, be careful. The 49ers, if they lose, they'll be 2-3. And now it's not so bad for Seattle to be 2-3.
No, right? Not at all.
So,
because I'm still thinking three teams come out of this division.
Me too. And Arizona, man, if they win this, they're cooking through this division.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Slow down, Arizona Cardinals. I got to catch up with what you're doing. Because they have beaten the Rams. They have beaten the Vikings. They have beaten the Titans. They would have beaten the Niners.
Yep.
And Kyler Murray's on his way to an MVP so far. Man, he's been playing great. All right, the big one in Kansas City Sunday night. That is the Chiefs and the Bills. A 5-5. Man, oof. The Bills, like I told Eric at home, it feels like a million years ago they lost to the Steelers. I still have absolutely no idea how that happened.
I'm telling you, they didn't realize that that wasn't a preseason game.
Right, exactly.
That they still thought there was four.
This is a perfect example of don't overreact in week one. Because the Bills lost to the Steelers and they decided to throttle everybody they played and pitched two shutouts.
I mean, it literally was like, oh, you know what? Okay, well, the Bills, they had their moment in the sun. They're cooked now.
You know,
kind of off a little bit.
You know what? The Bills have taken that next step, it looks like.
Well, I mean, this will be a sure sign, right? Because we're still, even though the Chiefs are 2-2.
Oh, right.
We're still kind of saying, yeah, you know what? You got to beat the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl.
You know what it is? It's we did this with the Patriots. The Patriots would lose a game or two early, and you'd go, oh, what's going on? And then they'd go, screw you. We'll win 11 in a row and go to the Super Bowl and win it.
Right, because we're not panicking.
Calm down.
We're not panicking about the Chiefs.
We shouldn't. The defense is a little iffy, but the offense is clicking now.
But if the Bills just go in there, and what if they put up 40 points, 40-0 on them again?
Yeah.
And they've already had two shutouts this season. What if they do it a third time? They shut out Patrick Mahomes, that offense.
Oh.
Are we just penciling the Bills in to win the whole thing at that point?
Well, you know, if they hang on for the healthy the rest of the season.
I mean, it's like that loss to the Steelers was just what they needed.
Well, let me just say this. This is what you want to see when you have a team that is dominating and everybody's thinking that they're going to see this domination for years to come. You need to look down the line. All right, who are their challengers? Challengers, go step up. And the Bills have done that. The Bills have done that. Tennessee, not quite, but we'll see. The Bills have taken that challenge to heart and are right now looking like they have said to themselves, we have got to be better than that team right there. And they're looking good. I've enjoyed it. All right, how about the Colts and the Ravens Monday night?
Colts need a win.
Yeah, the Colts do need a win. I'm sorry. I know the excuse for Indianapolis was they were given a schedule from hell to start the season. They really were. The Dolphins game looked tougher at the beginning of the season than it turned out to be. But this is another playoff opponent that they're going up against to start the season. And they got a ton of them. The Ravens are, you know, coming off that win against Denver where they felt like they put Denver back in their box. And I agree with you. That is a must situation for Indianapolis.
I really do, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, you fall here. Your division's, you know, you're in your division, which still looks kind of easier, but you know, you're only a game up on Jacksonville,
right?
That's where it comes down to. And Carson Wentz needs a big win.
Yeah, it would be nice to see him try to get one. Exactly.
You know, that's the deal right there. He needs a big win.
All right, that is the value of the weekend of the NFL, including Monday night's game. On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, that's Ron with two N's. We'll come back, wrap up the hour, get you set for Denton Day on Sports Map Radio.